Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Hopes and Dreams Podcast. This is episode 3, and I am Karin.
I'm Kylie.
And we are here for your audio entertainment purposes.
This is endless today.
We just wanted to say, or start by saying, that we have a very special guest joining us a little bit later, but we are going to just go through a couple of things first before we bring them on. Like saying, hey, you probably noticed that our audio is a whole bunch better right now.
Bet you didn't think we could sound any better, did you?
I bet you didn't think that we could have sounded that bad because we are generally good at everything. But apparently sound isn't our strong suit.
Right.
So we are fixing that. We did give ourselves a timeline of fixing it by the 7th episode. This is episode 3 again. Episode 3. And we're sounding better, we think. So yeah. Yay for that.
Yay.
Also, of course, we want to remind everybody to go and check out our socials, our Instagram, our Facebook. We have a YouTube channel, which shortly we will be uploading videos of us. You'll be able to see how cool we are, our cool backgrounds, and then just like, you know, our faces, which we just kind of did a little pre-recording before we hit record on this one, and watch ourselves. And it is the funniest movie I've ever seen in my entire life. So y'all are in for a treat when that day comes. We also are going to be rolling out a TikTok channel, or page or whatever the kids call those. Pod talk.
Ooh.
Well, ooh, I like that.
I like that too.
But we're going to be doing that. Great. And we are we're throwing around ideas of how we roll that out. Are we going to do like a really cool TikTok dance or trend or
no.
I don't know. Well,
I'm participating in the talking forcibly.
Well, I guess I'll be posting that we have one and that sounds about it because we got Miss No Fun Poopy Pants here today. So anyway, I believe that Kylie has some fun to share with us.
Yes. So I teased on the socials that we got a surprise gift. And this surprise gift is from BFF of the pod, Christina. Hi, Christina.
Hi, Christina.
She mailed this package and it was addressed to a KY Jelly. Now, that is one of my many nicknames for middle school and high school. It's probably the most NSFW nickname that I've personally had, along with more cute ones like Kiwi Bird, Kiwi Squawkers, but Kai, KY, KY Jelly, as it evolved. It's apparently stuck.
Wow. Well, aside from the KY Jelly one, I think that you're rolling better in the nickname department than I have in my life.
Oh?
Yeah, because I have Karin as my name.
It's a beautiful name.
Well, thank you. Yeah. I don't quite agree, but I think that's maybe because it's my name. But with that, there's not a lot you can do with Karin besides the, you know, bully name I was given in high or in like middle school by all the little like middle school boys. They like to call me The Garage or Garage.
Oh.
So that was always really fun. They also like to call me Gelfling, which
isn't makes more sense.
It's not very nice. Not. It wasn't then. So if, for those of you who don't know, Gelfling is a Muppet from Jim Henson's The Dark Crystal.
Right.
And she originally isn't so cute. They have gotten a hold of a picture of me since then, though, and decided to redesign her completely for the TV show they did. So she's much cuter now. So it's not as much of an insult as it used to be.
It's more of an homage.
It is more of an homage. I'll take Muppet at this point in my life, honestly. But my third kind of nickname I kind of brought on myself because my name, being Karin, is kind of hard for some people to pronounce sometimes. They automatically want to go to Karen, Corinne, Carmen, or any version that's not my name. Mm. And I will tell people I have waitressed for about 30 years now, and I have to say my name pretty often. And so I will tell somebody my name and I'll go over this whole little spiel I have to do. And still I'll come back to the table and they call me Karen. So really, whatever. But that is Car Insurance, because it's the phonetically correct way to pronounce my name. I used to say Car in the Garage and people would literally put that space in like Car In. So Car Insurance is like the best way that I could describe that. It smooths it out. It makes it the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
But anyway, enough about that. That's so boring.
The one and only time you will hear Karen say talking about herself is boring.
Accurate.
So I'm glad we got that recorded for evidence and for proof.
Considering I just said that my favorite movie now on the planet is the video we just watched of ourselves. Right. And I'm very sorry. Maybe one day we'll release it and it'll be really fun. So you can see our just what you miss.
It's a blast.
But
okay.
What is that over there?
Okay, so this bag, it's a bag. Hear the crunching.
ASMR. Ooh, ASMR. Wow. Crunch.
Okay, ripping it open.
Oh my god!
They're t-shirts!
Oh, look, it says the land of hopes and dreams. I love that so much.
That is so cute. So they're like beige t-shirts and it says Midwest, the land of hopes and dreams.
Oh, that's so perfect.
Wow, Christina, what a find she found.
Did she make them?
Oh, I...
Like special for us?
Probably.
Oh my god, I love that.
Her and Kat both have those fancy Cricut things that you can like make all of the stuff. I don't know if she made this. She probably found it online.
That's amazing.
But it's awesome. It's super cute. Thank you for the gift.
Yeah, that's really cool. I'm so excited. Now we get to match.
And if anybody else wants to send us a gift.
Oh my gosh, we love presents. Like you can send us anything, anything you want.
So
presents,
what we'll
letters. We love a pen pal.
Pen pals. Ugh. I'm writing pen pals with JoJo while she's in California.
Nice. Yeah, that's so fun. Getting a letter is the best thing ever. It's my friends pen paled all the time when we were kids. And getting that letter every week was like the best thing in the entire world.
Practicing
nobody sends letters anymore. I think there needs to normalize sending letters to your friends.
Yeah, absolutely. And normalize sending gifts to podcast hosts.
Yeah, please do that. Well, how are we going to do that? I don't want to give out your home address.
No, I'm not going to give out my home address. That's not safe.
No.
So maybe we'll consider doing a P.O. box.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
Can you pick your P.O. box number? I've never done that.
666. No, I don't know how that works.
Well, we'll look into that. Comment on our socials if you think we should get a P.O.
Yeah,
box.
Absolutely.
And tell us what you think you would send us.
Do we have any kind of, I said anything, I really did, but don't send us anything alive, please.
Right. Nothing that needs anything to exist other than its own existence. Like, I don't want to have to water it. Or feed it.
Yeah, like, don't send plants in the mail to
us. I do my own
We do
plants.
Love plants, Thanks. But we can get them. And don't send anything dangerous.
Right, no danger. Nothing.
We don't want to, like, go to jail because of something you decide to send us.
Oh, boy. We'll have to consider this a little bit more.
So, yeah, we'll, maybe we'll throw up a list of things we like to get. We like clothes. We like...
Mm-hmm. I like cows.
I like sunflowers. I love cows.
Yeah.
Like, saying hi to them when you're driving. Like, the most Midwestern thing you can do is be driving in the country land and you say, hi, cow.
Yeah. You say, cow's on my side.
Cow's on my side.
Yeah. And then if you see it on somebody else's side, you say, oh, cow's on your side.
Like,
and,
oh, there's a cow.
Yeah. And it's a game.
Oh, that cow pooped.
You spell or you get as many cows on my side or cows on your side as it spells out cows go moo.
Cows go moo. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's something that we played.
There's also a really weird Midwestern thing with cows, and it's throwing their poop for fun at events.
That, cow pies.
Cow pies. There's a whole events here in the Midwest where people get together and they fling dried up crusty cow poop at each other.
Comment on our socials the origin of cow pie.
Anybody that knows, please, we would love to know how that came to be. Yeah. They must have been really bored. They obviously didn't have a podcast.
Obviously.
To keep them busy.
Yeah.
So with that being said, that sounds like the perfect segue to go into gathering up our special guest. We are really excited for them. So let's go get them.
We're gonna do it.
We're gonna get the special guest on the podcast.
All right, all right, listeners. The moment that you have all been waiting for. We have a very special guest here with us today on the Hopes and Dreams podcast. And I would like to introduce you to my son, Devere. Say hi, Devere.
Hi.
Devere is 6 and Karin's other best friend,
yes.
Right?
Yes. So much. So Devere and I were having fun playing with his dragon that I'm probably going to steal when he's not looking.
Yes, she is.
Well, at least he said I could have it this time. Before it was a hard no, wasn't it?
No, I did not.
Oh, okay. No. Very serious.
No, I did not.
What were you showing us earlier with the dragon?
His spines do light up. He is toothless.
Yeah.
Toothless.
From how to train your dragon.
She wants it. I'm not letting her take it. She wants it.
But I'm going to take it when he's not looking.
No, you are not.
See how they bicker like siblings? Isn't great?
Isn't it so cute? Anything cute. Exciting you want to share with our listeners, Devere? Any fun facts?
Yes, I actually have one about red-backed lemurs.
Great, let's hear it.
The sound that they make would be...
Is that more like a pigeon?
No, it would be a red-backed lemur. They have similar calls.
Okay, that's good to know.
That's why usually red-backed lemurs sometimes would eat pigeons or smaller birds.
Are we more likely...
They use their pigeon-like calls and then attract the pigeon, and then later...
Are we more likely to see a lemur or a pigeon here in the Midwest?
Probably a pigeon. Probably.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Where do lemurs live normally?
Mostly jungles.
Jungles? Like where?
Mostly the rainforest jungles.
Okay. Cool.
Or maybe savanna.
Okay.
Great.
Have you ever been there?
No, I have not.
Not yet.
Not yet. I will be going to St. Louis.
Oh, very close.
Yeah, maybe we'll see one at the zoo.
Basically the same thing.
Yeah, we could see a red-backed lemur at the zoo.
Yeah.
I have a stuffy one in
From the San Antonio Zoo.
Yes.
And we saw some there.
His tail's this long.
Great. They can't see that yet, honey.
Yeah.
We're just talking.
Great. Anything else you want to share before we sign off? We'll sign you off. We're not signing off.
I know. Nope.
Okay, great. Well, thank you for joining us.
I love you so much.
We will see you soon.
Thank you so much for meeting my kid. Psych out, actually. The real guests are our very special guys, Alex and Dan.
Alex and Dan are here with us, our sweet baby angels.
Hi.
Say hi, guys.
Hello.
As you can tell, they're so excited to
be here.
They are
thrilled.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure is ours.
They've done so much for us just tonight alone by helping us figure out the sound. Shout out to Dan. And by feeding us.
Yes. Shout out to Alex. What'd you make us for Dindin?
Birria tacos.
And they were amazing.
They were so good.
Mm.
I got a jackfruit one, and it was the best taco I've ever had.
Yeah. Transported me right back to Cancun.
Where we were a year ago today.
A year ago, we were in Mexico on the beach, you guys.
Yeah, that was a lot better.
Gosh, that's one thing us Midwesterners do is love to comment on the weather.
Yeah, it's the number one topic in anybody's
You know, what else is there to talk about when you're here besides flinging crusty poop?
Right, crusty poop is the only other thing.
We love flinging crusty poop here in the Midwest. Have either of you gone to one of those, like, cow pie disc throwing things?
I think I actually have.
You know,
as a child, or it was like coincidental that I just happened to be there.
Like what's it?
It's the cow pie contest.
Yeah, what do they call? What do they call them?
Chip
throwing.
Cow chips. I forgot about
cow
that
chips. Yeah. Do you know how those got started? Does anybody have that little factoid?
No, but I'm sure our fine listeners have Google.
Oh, true. We don't. We can't figure it out.
Google Schmoogle, not a sponsor. So,
oh my gosh. So, how long have you two known each other? You guys have known each other quite a while, right?
We've been way back.
Early 2000s.
Yeah.
2003, maybe 2004.
Yeah.
And how did you guys meet?
would have been Mr. Roberts days, probably.
Ooh, before it was
Mr. Yeah. Roberts and Mike.
Johnny Reed. Yeah.
Johnny Reed.
Shout out to Johnny Reed. Johnny Reed.
And Mike, yeah. Mike Runside. Yeah. Space Camp days.
They're older.
Yeah.
I was gonna say they're old, but they're not that old.
They're sugar daddies, actually. Oh.
Yeah.
How far has that got?
Well, they sound amazing, so far it's worked out in their favor.
Fed and what sounds all right.
Let's not remind them of the fact that we're not in Mexico right now.
We weren't a month ago.
So now we've got to get to the really important stuff,
right.
Which we saved for this very serious moment. What is your favorite thing about us?
Yeah, go.
Oh, come on.
This should just roll right off the top of your head. I don't understand the hesitance.
My sweet baby's energy.
Oh, that's nice. It's really nice. Alex is on the spot. He's as red as a cherry tomato.
It's just high blood pressure.
Yeah.
No. Blood pressure's good.
It's the capsaicin.
Gassed us out with dinner.
Yeah. The communal beef consomme. Got all of us.
It's probably your determination and your, when you set your mind to something, you get up and you do it, you do it well.
Thanks, babe.
That's really that's nice. Very nice.
That was a way better answer than that.
It's hard to be on the spot,
Yeah.
That's why
except we did it anyway.
That's why we didn't let you see the set list earlier.
Yeah. Yeah.
We said no set list.
It's our job to make you slightly uncomfortable for our mild enjoyment.
Yeah.
So thank you for that.
And for the entertainment of our listeners.
Does it get worse?
You're welcome.
No, it's only going to get better. It's only going to get better.
It can only get better. But we don't know what's going to happen. It's really off the cuff here.
So last week, we dove into our sobriety, which Alex shares with us. He also hasn't had alcohol in over 7 years. But today, we want to dive into something a little bit more fun. As we were talking about being in Mexico, all four of us really like to travel. So the question of the day is, what would you do if you got a round-trip plane ticket to anywhere in the world?
Ooh,
wow. Mine, that's good. I'll start to let you guys have a minute to think about it. Mine is Machu Picchu in Peru. I read a book called Turn Right at Machu Picchu. Is it up there? No, I loaned it to Erica. Shout out to Erica. Hi. So it's the story about the guy who followed the original path of the explorer Hiram Bingham as he, quote unquote, discovered Machu Picchu. He didn't actually discover it. The people that lived around it knew it was there the whole time. He just made it world.
So he's like Christopher Columbus.
Right.
Basically.
A little bit. But it's a really great book. And I was just like, oh, I want to go do that. I want to go through the jungle and I want to see all the pretty, beautifully placed white stone from how they built it and then look up on the mountain and then climb up to the top. So yeah, that's what I would do. I'd go to Peru.
I think I would go to Japan.
Okay. We've talked about this a few times.
Yeah.
What about Japan that is intriguing for you?
A lot. The culture of they're just such okay. So probably we'll come back to food. Big shocker, right?
Right.
But
get it out of the way. It's the food. Yeah. We just want to go for the food.
It would be the food, but because the reason I'm so impressed with the food is just because I'm impressed with the people of Japan and how hard they work at mastering whatever it is they set out to do.
Like me.
You set that down.
Yes.
Kylie, you're basically Japan.
That's,
That's why he wants to go there so bad.
The light just went off in there. You're like, oh my God, now that makes sense.
It's all about us. Go on.
There was a documentary that I watched a few years ago that has always impressed me and stuck with me called Jiro Dreams of Sushi.
Oh, yeah.
And it's about...
It was on Netflix.
It's about this... Maybe it's still on Netflix. I don't know. But it was fantastic. And it was just basically about this guy and his son who have a sushi restaurant in Japan. And his son works his whole life to master the art of making sushi. And it takes forever. It takes something like 7 years for an apprentice just to learn how to make the sushi rice.
Yeah, just the rice.
7 years of doing the same thing.
Man.
Over and over and over and over and over until it's basically perfect. Mm. Whereas our culture, we're kind of like, yeah, that's good enough.
Right. Or so, we're lazy and we don't even try.
Or we have ADHD.
Or we have husbands who don't have
time for that.
I'm impressed by that. And culinarily especially. Is very intriguing. Plus, it's, you know, some of the, probably the oldest food in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, that's awesome.
That's a good answer.
That's really good.
Let's go to Japan.
How are we going to top that? I've always kind of said that, like, Japan is on the list of places I don't know if I'd, it just doesn't come up for me.
Sure.
Like, when I think of places I want to go, but that kind of is like, okay, that's actually intriguing. And it is really pretty there.
You'd be okay with picking up a beach vacation.
I always, going out. I think, Japan are there beaches days. There?
It's an island.
It's an island. Yeah, I think maybe. Yeah. There's a little bit of,
they have like a
hot swimming going on. It's not like Thailand, I'm guessing. We're going to get canceled.
No idea.
I mean, Thailand's a hop, skip, and a jump away. We could go to Thailand and do some beach time and then go to Japan for the food.
Go back to
the food in Thailand is.
So what we need to do is a world tour and just go to every single place that we
like. Okay, we'll just plan for that.
Yeah.
Well, and you know what? Actually, I'm going to...
With all the money we make from all the listeners' money that they're going to send us in the mail.
Right? Yeah, we're turning this... This is turning into an evangelical podcast.
Alex is going to keep us
in. We're going to give you an 800 number. You can call and pray with us.
What is that called? Their pith? Their pith? Send us your pith.
I have to amend my choice because I love tropical.
Oh, yeah.
That's my number one.
Right.
Just for time spent on vacation. So I think I would have to add a trip to Thailand in there.
Right.
Because I do want to go to Thailand, too.
I think that's
just possible. for the beaches. Like, and it's really inexpensive and the food's amazing.
My friend lives there. Well, she's going to be moving there soon. Shout out to Stinky Face if you're listening. She lives on Koh Phangan, which is an island right off of Thailand. And she's lived there since, I think, like 2019, 2018, something that she's lived there for a while.
So cool.
And she loved it. But she said that it's changed a lot, that like the whole island has changed. But I mean, every picture she sent me has been like this absolute dream. And we wanted to get there to visit her, but now she's moving somewhere else in a couple of weeks. So
on to new adventures.
Yes, new adventures for her. All right.
Dan, where would you go?
Oh, well, I think there's a couple spots that would come to mind.
Mm-hmm.
Probably like the Swiss Alps.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Karin and I have talked about Europe.
That's going to get some mountains.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mountains.
Skiing.
Yeah, but it's beautiful in the summer, too. It doesn't shouldn't have to just be
like Colorado ski-related. Just as beautiful in the summer as it is in the winter, if not more.
No, it's so beautiful in the summer, too. You get all the wildflowers.
Mm-hmm. Was that where the tulip?
That's in Holland, I believe. Right. Mm-hmm.
That's not far, I'm sure.
Not far at all. I think Europe is generally easy to get to from one place to the next.
Right. It's Europe. It's a short, cheap train ride away.
Nice.
Otherwise, I'd say New Zealand.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Because I think, besides that they have decent skiing, you know, in their winter, I think I think they have beach time.
Oh yeah,
in the
summer.
So
for sure,
lots of sheep.
Just stay there for like 8 months and you can get it all done.
And they did. What did they film there? Lord of the Rings, or was it
for sure?
Yeah, Lord of the Rings is filmed there, right?
Yeah,
and it just looks like, who doesn't want to go to the Shire? I mean, it looks like the most magical place. He says it's not as good in the Shire. But you get what is it? Second breakfast?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, who doesn't love second breakfast?
You can get second breakfast anywhere you want.
You're right. That's true.
If you try hard enough. Yeah.
If you try hard
enough. Third breakfast.
My gosh.
That's awesome.
Great. Where would you go? Where would I go? I think about this all the time.
Yeah.
But I think if you can hear that child through this, we apologize. He's outside of the door just making
humming noises
at us. He's an only child, so he needs lots of attention, which I know firsthand.
Right.
I think that I would probably go to Bora Bora. Ooh. That's always, or somewhere like, I love a tropical beach vacation.
I think you just like the sound of the name.
No, I love it there. They have those overwater bungalows, and it's like pure turquoise water, and it just looks like absolutely heavenly.
I'm
like
the
Maldives.
That.
Yeah, like I would.
It's, Maldives is the thing. Yeah.
Like, you know what I did one time? So I like to mess around on Google Earth. Went on Google Earth. And I looked at the Maldives, and you can see these tiny, itty-bitty little islands. And I just randomly scrolled and zoomed into one, and I found one of those resorts that had, like, all the, tiny little huts.
It's, like, the same thing there. But the travel to get there is absolutely horrendous,
right,
from what I've heard. So it's like, eh. But then there's places like Belize. I really want to go to Bali sometime. And Costa Rica is definitely on my list. Mm-hmm. I've always wanted to go there. At Roatan. Mm-hmm. That's been really popular though, like lately. I've been seeing that a lot.
English is the first language spoke.
It looks gorgeous.
And it's affordable. So if you want to live there. So there's a lot of expats there.
Right.
Hmm.
But it's Honduras, but it's an island off the coast of Honduras. And apparently it's a great place to vacate. Beautiful beaches.
Yeah. They've
it's
got
so pretty.
Sure
okay, they have. But it's my turn right now.
That's a big open.
But yeah, it would be somewhere with like white sandy beaches. That's just like, it's like one of those like natural, just beautiful teal waters, no seaweed and like stuff coming up on the beach like in Mexico. That was kind of a bummer.
Yeah.
You know, Folly Beach was really amazing when we were there.
That's right.
Like we were there like a big Memorial weekend. I think we went to Charleston for a fish show.
Yeah, we went to North Carolina.
And we ended up going to Folly Beach, and that place was really cool. And I don't often want to ever go back to a place a second time, but I would go back there again. That place was really, really cool.
And it was like a local hidden gem. Like you had to know somebody who knew how to get there, basically, because it wasn't busy at all.
Yeah, there was like no, but it was the time of year we were there. Yeah, except for like that one group of people, like the one people that like were there, like playing their music on the Bluetooth speaker. Don't do that, people. That's one thing. Like, don't bring your Bluetooth speakers out in public on the beach, on the hiking trails,
on the bus.
They have some just like spatial awareness when you're out around other people. Like, wear a speaker or headphones. If you like, not everybody needs to hear your music.
No.
Or wants to.
Like, nobody wants to hear your EDM. Ever.
Ever. There's always a time and place for EDM, but yeah, usually my relaxing beach days is not.
I did the EDM thing.
Yeah.
I got into it. I went and saw that Bass Nectar guy. Mm-hmm. I went to Electric Forest Festival. I tried it. Not for me. Too sweaty. Oh. People look like raccoons with their giant pupils.
Right.
I'm all good on it.
That's fair.
It's very descriptive.
Yeah. It's trauma. It's just a little bit of trauma.
Nice. Cool. Well, traveling is fun. Alex and I have traveled with Devere quite a bit. And some nice little tips for our listeners traveling with kids. I suggest
don't just get getting on a mom. Just kidding.
if you can avoid it.
It's different. Yeah, I mean when people take vacations or trips with their kids, it's not a vacation, it's a family trip. Because it's like, okay, let's go parent our kids in a hotel or at somebody else's house in an Airbnb.
Yeah.
But I've always found that with my kid, especially if you just have the quick conversation beforehand, like, this is what we're doing, this is what's expected of you, they don't really have any room to like fight back or not do what they're told. I mean, yeah, but he's a pretty well-traveled
kid.
I think
foreshadowing is always important, right?
Yeah.
Just with every kid.
Right.
Yep.
What are your tips?
I think he's done pretty well with travel. The nice thing about traveling with kids is they have the attention span of a flea.
Right.
And when you're traveling, things tend to, you know, change a lot.
Yeah.
So.
Which is a good thing.
Yeah. Now, if you get stuck on a layover, then that's probably not going to be the best case scenario.
Changes the vibe for
everybody. I would say try to find direct flights.
Yeah, we fly direct. I choose our seats beforehand so we don't ever have to worry about that while we're getting on the plane. And I discovered the last time we traveled, there was a feature that was a free seat. Like, we offer this family-friendly option where you don't have to pay for your seat, but it's the very last seats. Back in the bathrooms, I was like,
you only... The riffraff in the back.
I was like, you get to choose our seats together, which I wanted to do, and I didn't have to pay for it. I don't really care where it is.
You didn't have to pay for what?
To select the seat, because normally you have to pay a little bit extra if you're selecting your seat. Well, yeah, it's usually like $18 to $30 to put on the
only
flight.
If you upgraded the seat.
No,
yeah, just to select seat selection. Yeah. Now they make you pay for it.
You have to pay for each seat.
It's nickel and dime in us poor.
See, Alex right. doesn't know this because I plan our trips.
But I travel for work and I change my. I pick my seats and it doesn't charge me.
Really?
Yeah.
What airlines do you fly on?
Usually Delta or United or American. But
maybe it's a thing when you're picking multiple seats and not just one. I don't know. I've always had to pay a little bit extra. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yep. But we've been traveling with Dev since he was a baby, so he's super used to it. Pack all the things you can.
He's a trooper. He does pretty well. I think that's another good point, too, if somebody's looking for advice on this, and let's start him young.
Yeah. Take your baby everywhere. That's what we did.
Feed him.
Yeah.
Snacks. Also for me, if you're taking me anywhere,
that they want
please have snacks.
Yeah. If you're going to travel, be comfortable. Don't fight about making them eat an apple. Just... Bring a snack they'll actually eat.
Right.
And it just makes it.
Especially as travel. It's like fun, you know? It's like, this is the time to let them have the, you know, icky airport snacks and like.
The $7 Twizzlers and the $20 Gardettes.
Yeah, it's like one of the best parts of traveling for me is airport snackies.
Right.
I get so excited about it. The like giant bag of French fries. Just the actual garbage airport food that you have to pay $45 for. Bring it on. I love it. It's part of the vacation. Right. We don't drink, so we're not sitting at the bar having 8 a.m. beers.
Yeah.
But, like, I'll have 8 a.m. French fries.
It's all about the snacks.
You can have a 6 p.m. coffee.
Yeah, I mean.
Ooh, no one is going to stop
vacation.
You.
You're not going to have a heart attack or anxiety for the rest of the day because you're on vacation.
Yeah.
Or maybe you will. I don't know. Depends on who you talk to, I suppose. So, fun traveling tips without children.
Yeah. Just,
Well, for me, it's, I'm passenger princess.
Yeah.
So, I just, even with Kylie, when we went on trips, I just tell me where to go. Mm-hmm. And I'm also, like, 0% paying attention to anywhere we are, my surroundings at all. It's like the one time I actually just like the minute we hit that airport, my brain shuts off.
Dan is nodding in agreement.
I'm not following.
It's no pressure at all.
Yeah, I'm just like,
see,
you gotta keep,
the reverse.
It's like having a kid. Like, you have to make sure that I'm like still there next to you because I'm like, oh, what's over here?
Yeah.
Oh, a doggy. But I'm not like, I'm not, I don't know what time our flight is. I don't know. I don't know what our layover is. I don't know where we're going or connecting. I'm not paying attention. You've got to lead me and make sure I'm still there because I'm just following along.
See, I'm exactly the same way when I travel with Kylie.
Right.
I have no idea where we are, what time of day it is, what day of the week it is.
Barely know. Remember where we're going.
She has to check to make sure that I'm not wandering off before it's time to get on the plane. Right. But
come on, then, put your shoes back on. Let's go.
When I travel for work, somehow, and I'm amazed at this, I can pretty expertly navigate my way through, you know, getting from one flight to the next and layovers and picking up the rental car. And I don't know how.
Same.
Nice.
If I'm alone, I can do it.
Yeah, if I'm with her,
you're passenger princess.
Yes.
Just like I am. I'm not, it's like blah, 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 blah.
Yep.
He's had to like be like, what are you doing? Like, where did you go?
Yeah.
More than once. Cause I'm just like,
yeah.
She's four turning.
How was that for you?
Petting a dog.
Well, I recall on the way back from Austin, I was the one that was being called, "Where are you?" while I was in the bathroom still because our flight was boarding.
Oh no.
Yeah, it's like we were sitting there in line
did you have to page or did they just automatically
call me on the phone when he was going to the bathroom. We went to this food place and it was taking forever and I was like, I know we're going to be late. And I have to be 3 hours early to the airport and I have to be the first one in line for my gate or for my boarding call. Yeah. Especially when you get like, ooh, we're like the first boarding group. Like you don't miss that. That's like a luxury. That's like something that doesn't happen very often. I'm usually like 5C and we were like the first boarding group and we got there and our plane was boarding. We had already missed the first and second boarding group. I'm like, absolutely not. This is my time. This is my time to be in the first boarding group.
We were boarding group number 5.
But that was the first one for the non-peasant, for the peasants. Like, it was like the first class and the military and the handicapped. And then it was the poor first person boarding.
Right.
And that was us. And that doesn't happen often. It's usually like...
Is that like middle class? Let them
No, it's because you have the credit card for the airline. Remember? So we got a little bit of luxury. Perks. Little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, little bit.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. They gave us a little bit.
I don't want to be the first person. I want to be the last person on the plane. Yeah. Because I don't want to sit there in the seat any longer than I have to.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
And I never see, that's a thing.
To get that, I do. It's the way off. I'm like,
well, they're always stuffy before they take off. You know, because they won't open up the mouth for the air all the way.
Yeah.
So you're just kind of sitting there and you're not, it's not hot enough to sweat.
Right.
But it's just like, it's just stuffy enough to give you like a glaze.
You have to have this.
It just sucks. I hate it, and the last time I flew, I think it was for work and I forget where I was going, but there was a lot of traffic at the airport of air traffic, so we had to taxi and sit on the runway for like an hour and a half.
Oh god.
And then I'm stressing about missing my connecting flight.
That's the worst.
Yeah. And everybody else is stressing about missing their, and then when you get off the plane, people are pushing past you because they have a flight to catch.
Because they're more important.
Everybody has a damn flight to catch.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm not big on air travel.
It's rough.
That's really
that's a whole summary.
As a whole,
in summary,
the longest flight possible from Wisconsin.
It's a necessary evil, is what it is.
It truly is. I mean, it's
when you're a kid, it's a blast. Well, yeah. As an adult, it's Dan kind of hell on earth. Really,
Dan loves it.
Yeah, no,
he loves airplanes in general. Like, just loves them, and that is—it's one of the cutest things about him. Honestly, he can like look up in the sky, and then he has to like look at what kind of airplane it is, or he knows. Well, when we got like to go to the jet room here in Madison, and he always has to look and see where the flight's coming in from, like the jets and everything. And
I just thought about getting your pilot's license.
No, but I did take aerospace class in high school, so we got to fly a few times.
Cool.
In the little Cessnas. Yeah.
Wow.
That was pretty
West,
fun.
Madison West.
Madison Memorial.
Memorial. Madison Memorial.
Still on the west side.
West side.
That's embarrassing.
they just have like a hangar.
Right? They
just have a hangar where they park their...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. High school hangar.
Just clear off the football field for a minute.
Honestly. Excuse me. But why did you not pursue that more?
I actually don't think I had a desire to become a pilot at all or anything like that.
Fair.
I just like airplanes a lot.
Yeah.
Nice.
And air travel.
Yeah.
It's too much pressure.
Right.
Especially considering what's going on these days. Like, maybe you guys already hit that topic.
So all of the travel that Dan does is sometimes for his band. Tell us about your band.
So, well, I never get on an airplane for a band.
Wait a second. You're in a band?
Bro, where you been? Do you remember talking about this? We
meet your
band. Yeah, exactly.
Talk about your favorite one. Just kidding.
My favorite band is Mission.
Okay.
It's a fantastic band.
It's a great band.
It is really good.
What do you play?
Favorite people. I play the bass in that band. I also play guitar in other bands.
Like?
Seaside Zoo is a Dead cover band.
I love that one.
It's a good one.
Deep Cuts.
Dan Walkner Band is kind of a new thing that's happening. Yeah. It's an offshoot of what was Renclaw.
Got a show coming up, right?
Yeah. The 7th of March. Nice. At the Red Rooster, yep.
Red Rooster.
So I've been playing with Dan Walkner for, going on 20 years now. We started in a band called Clovis Man. I actually joined that band when their bass player, Stosh, moved away.
I remember that band.
That was a fun band. Mm-hmm. And so Dan and I traveled for many years together. And then there was a Telescope in there somewhere.
That's why we met.
That's correct.
Telescope.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Telescope was a blast.
That was 11 years ago.
Yeah. And somewhere along the way, Gin Mill Hollow started. Mm-hmm. And that band plays once in a while when we can be in the same room with each other. Like tomorrow.
Right?
Oh, good. Yeah. What are you guys doing tomorrow?
We're at the Up North tomorrow night.
Tomorrow, because the way that we're recording this, tomorrow is Monday.
Yep. Correct. So it'll be yesterday for all of you.
Yep. Or it'll be today if you think about it.
Depends on when you listen. But right. Monday, February 24th.
4th, yes.
Gin Mill Hollow will be at the Up North in Madison. Go.
And it is our 99th time performing at the Up North.
Wow. Oh my gosh, that's exciting.
So, have you guys talked about the Up North on your podcast?
Not too much yet.
Not yet.
Okay. Great spot. Yeah. But well, it'll get its own. I mean,
we love the Up North.
Yeah, we really do.
Lots of our life has happened at the Up North.
So much of our lives.
Too many stories to get into today. But Alex and I had our engagement party, our baby shower, and it's where we signed our marriage certificate.
Yeah.
So it's a special place for all of us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just some of the best live music years you will ever see.
Years and years and years of some great, and maybe a few not so great.
Yeah. Some not so great ones.
Yeah.
Definitely
some oaks.
Oaks and dreams. Yeah.
Some oaks and dreams in that place, for sure.
So many oaks that it leaves that negative.
Right. No, still go back.
My favorite oaks.
I still go back. And I'm excited to add the Green Room Public House to the list of favorite spots.
Shout out to Jim.
RJ.
Yeah,
that's going to be really awesome. We're excited for him for that. So anything else that we want to touch on while we have the guys here? Anything you guys want to add into this?
I'm very proud of you guys for doing this.
I so much. Yeah.
This is awesome. You guys are doing a great job.
Yep. Thank you so much. Keep it up. We are hoping that we get to keep this up for a very, very long time. That depends on our listeners liking, subscribing, following, sharing,
interacting,
tipping.
We're not
monetization of Oaks and Dreams.
Listen, I'm going to be honest about this. You guys are going to do this whether or not people listen.
We all know that.
The longevity and this show has nothing to do with anything.
This is the Occupod.
It is. Yes.
This is we're the Occupod. Right to the Occupod, have our beef consommé.
This is not a cult.
I think that is going to pretty much wrap up this episode for today.
Yeah, thanks. We're in the bulk of it.
Segment two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're in segment two.
Secondary sound.
You're in the best part.
But yeah.
I would agree.
The meat, if you will.
It's the beer, yeah.
We're the meat. We're the meat.
Yeah, you asked earlier, where's the beef? Well, guys, it's right here.
It's right here. Thank you guys, though, for being our first guests.
Thanks for having me. Yeah,
absolutely. This has been a real treat.
Thanks for having me in my own basement.
Now I know where the magic happens.
Right here in this room. We have a podcast room. I don't think we've mentioned that on
No, so yeah, it's my basement. We had this room built out a couple of years ago by our good friend Abraham. Shout out to Abraham.
What's up, Abe?
Yeah, he helped us out by doing this, and then my mom lived in it for like 6 months while she was in between her places. And it's a nice, cozy little room.
And you'll see it.
Very well.
The nicest room in the house.
Yeah, you're going to see it eventually.
So. I helped with a lot of it. I helped do the installation. the stuff.
That's right, you did. You did a lot.
I helped do the floors. I did a lot of the painting and a lot of the sanding. So I learned a lot from Abe. It was a lot of fun building this room.
You built this whole room knowing that someday we were going to record this podcast in it. Yeah, totes. It's great. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's dedication.
Because I'm a motherfucking genius.
For that. Well, again, thank you so much for listening and giving us your time. Oh, yeah. I guess we got stuff that we're going to do next week. Mm-hmm. Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, next week is going to be really fun. We are going to be discussing some completely unrelatable period stories from the internet.
Yeah, we decided to save that for when our guests are here for that.
Boys, I appreciate it. It's a reasonable choice. We talk about periods. It's going to be really funny.
Oh, because your actual period.
Right.
Yeah. So, like, you know, we all have a menstrual and we all dream about better healthcare for women.
Right.
And amen. Just the stories and the procedures and the things that go along with
it's
that.
It's funny. Very funny.
We are going to talk about that. We're going to dive right in. So again, like we said before, if you don't like Gilmore Girls, if you don't like periods, maybe skip ahead. Episode. Skip ahead.
Or just a chunk of it, because it's not going to be the whole.
Yeah, just skip ahead. You know, don't, by all means, you want to hear what we have to say.
Right. Keep scrolling.
But just scroll on by there. Anyway. Awesome. As we end all of our podcasts, thanks for tuning in.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.